Everybody in the country's after this kid.
I want him here, at Kansas.
They're waiting for us, Wilton. You and me. You ready for it?
Are you?
In 1955, Coach Forrest Fogg Allen and Chancellor Franklin Murphy recruited Chamberlain to play for KU. Director Kevin Wilmot says Chamberlain was already a superstar because of his basketball playing while in high school in Philadelphia.
Well, Chamberlain is really the first superstar recruitment of a college athlete. I mean, he was just, you know, everybody and their brother wanted him. And he was a celebrity before he came to college. I mean, high school made him a celebrity. You know, he was in all the big magazines, Look and Life and, you know, Sports Illustrated, all those things. And you know, no one had seen anybody like this before.
Wilt Chamberlain was a 7'1" basketball player who could have chosen to play for any college that allowed black athletes on their team at the time.
You know, he didn't want to play down south. You know, this is 1955. And so this is, I mean, Dr. King has not even gotten started yet. He's just about to do the Montgomery boycott. So playing down south was, you know, could even be a dangerous thing to do.
So he chose Kansas, in part because he assumed it would be somewhat similar to his neighborhood and school in Philadelphia, but he was stunned by his reception.
Hey, you're going to have to eat in the kitchen.
Oh, it's okay. I've been stared at my entire life. You don't have to make a fuss. Can I get 3 cheeseburgers, fries, and a Coca-Cola?
You don't understand. You have to eat in the kitchen.
I guess you didn't hear us. Get in the kitchen or get out.
And so he went to Fogg Allen's house, banging on the door, and he said, if this is going to be the deal, I'm out of here.
I just came over here to tell you that I'm leaving, Dr. Allen.
What's wrong?
I've got a real conundrum. I stopped at one of your diners off the highway, and they wouldn't even serve me.
Look, I'm sorry, son.
Coach, that diner wasn't a part of the tour that you guys gave me.
I know you're upset, but let me take you down. We'll get you something.
No.
Director Kevin Wilmot says KU Chancellor Franklin Murphy saw the recruitment of Wilt as a way to open up the University of Kansas.
KU wasn't segregated, but it was socially segregated, as most places still were at that time. And, you know, every major city in Kansas was segregated at that time, Wichita, Kansas City, Topeka, Lawrence. And so, you know, Chancellor Murphy saw this as an opportunity to really, you know, use Wilt's celebrity to really break things open. And that's what happened.
And a surprising run by KU brings the score at halftime. North Carolina 29, Kansas 22.
By 1957, the Jayhawks were in a battle for the NCAA championship with the North Carolina Tar Heels. Director Wilmot says Chamberlain was so dominant in the sport that eventually officials changed some of the rules of the game.
We have a sequence in the film that's about that. And you know, they had to make a rule about you couldn't jump from the free throw line and dunk on a free throw. That was because of Wilt. And, you know, goaltending was created because of Wilt. They used to throw the ball over the backboard and he would catch it and dunk, you know, at the beginning of a game or something, and you can't do that anymore. So, you know, all of these rules, they widened the lane. It used to be the key because of Wilt. So it's not many sports that you have to change the rules because of a guy that comes in and has these certain abilities.
Chamberlain's influence on basketball still stands today. He's the only NBA player to score triple digits in a single game. Wilmot says even high scorers like the Miami Heat's LeBron James haven't reached that.
You know, it's so funny because they were just talking about LeBron scoring 61 points, and they made a huge big deal out of that, and a lot of those were three-point shots, and Wilt made 100 points, and the three-point shot did not exist at that time.
No doubt, Wilt Chamberlain was a gifted basketball player during his time as a Jayhawk and later as a pro for the NBA. But director Kevin Wilmot adds that he had an effect on a wider culture.
What made Wilt and what makes, I think, most athletes important is not so much their statistics. It's what they really brought to all of us in a much bigger world. And I think what the film shows is that Wilt's a hero just as much as what he did off the court in terms of how he changed KU and Lawrence and really how he changed the game of basketball.
Wilt Chamberlain returned to KU in 1998 for a retirement jersey ceremony. He passed away in 1999 of a heart condition at age 63. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.